Hello, I'm Paul Crosetti, Senior Site Editor of TechTarget's Search Data Backup and Search Disaster Recovery Sites. Joining me today to discuss his company and the data protection market is Muhammad Ali, CEO and President of Carbonite. Thank you for being here.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Paul.
You've been CEO and President of Carbonite since late 2014. How has the data protection market changed in that time, and how has Carbonite changed with it?
That's a great question. It's actually been a quite exciting 3 years for us here at Carbonite. The data protection market continues to evolve. Something I say to people is that from the first day a computer program was written, data protection was required, and it will be till the end of time. The only thing that's different is where the data lives, how much exists, how much you want to store and how fast you want to get it back. But for the most part, the data protection market is a solid long-term market that we're excited to participate in. In terms of how it's changed, clearly there's a large variety of data sources, and that's growing. On-prem, hybrid, cloud, physical, virtual, it's scattered everywhere. And there are new attacks on that data, such as ransomware. And over the last 3 years, I think Carbonite's really risen to meet the needs of this new world of data protection.
Now, 2018 has already been a busy year for you and Carbonite. Mm-hmm. Earlier this year, you attended the State of the Union as a guest of Senator Ed Markey. A couple months later now, what sticks out most in your mind about attending the event, and what are some key takeaways for you?
Yeah, I think we live in, very interesting times. There's a lot of both technology disruption as well as economic disruption happening in the world. There's meaningful political shifts, and being at the State of the Union address was fascinating. I got to have dinner with the 100 senators and, had some pretty interesting conversations about cybersecurity, about net neutrality, about global trade. We are living in some pretty exciting and both frightening times. I think some of the conversation I had were around the significant cybersecurity threat to our companies, our country, and they continue to escalate. There are some estimates that suggest that by the year 2019, not that long far away, cybercrime will cost businesses in excess of $2 trillion, and there's not really a clear way to prevent this, which unfortunately makes the service that Carbonite offers even more important, because you will be breached, and the question is how do you recover? And services like Carbonite become very important to recover your small business, your large business, whatever business you have.
You've mentioned ransomware already. I'm wondering how you see that threat developing over the course of the next year.
Oh, yeah. We see this as a continuing and expanding threat, not only over the next year, but possibly over the next decade. Even today, it represents 22% of the downtime. These sorts of ransomware and other malware attacks that a company faces. About 5 years ago, Carbonite actually invested in some technology to recover from ransomware, and to date we've recovered, at least our call centers, the customers who have called us, we have recovered over 10,000 customers who have been attacked by ransomware. I'm not sure any other company can claim that, and we see this as an ongoing problem. Again, from small companies to very large companies, we had a customer who had 800 servers that were taken down with ransomware, and the ones who were protected with Carbonite actually came back up within 24 hours. The ones that were backed up with a competitor product didn't come back up for several weeks. It's ransomware. It is a growing, a continuously growing threat, and it's a problem that we need solutions like data protection for.
Ransomware is just one challenge, obviously, in the market right now. What are some of the other major challenges in the data protection market for Carbonite to tackle in the year ahead?
you know, the proliferation of data so data has really become, you know, the most important resource to many companies today. There was a time, you know, when natural resources like oil was the most important thing to a company like ExxonMobil. Today, data is the lifeblood of, you know, many companies. And the data is just not in one place. It's not within the perimeters of your IT infrastructure. It's scattered all over the place. It's on mobile devices. It's on laptops. It's on servers. It's in, you know, hundreds of clouds that you subscribe to. It's in, you know, a variety of different, as I mentioned earlier, virtual physical worlds. It's on Unix, you know, various flavors of Unix, various flavors of Windows, you know, legacy systems like HP UX and Solaris. And for most mid-sized companies, they have some sort of hybrid footprint like this. And they actually have to go to multiple vendors to protect all that data. And what Carbonite brings to the table is a single vendor that can protect that data in any of those forms that I just described.
Now, back in February, Carbonite announced it would acquire Mozy Backup, a deal that closed in March. First, are there any new details about how Carbonite will integrate Mozy, and how does the deal shape Carbonite going forward?
Yeah, no, this is a very, very exciting deal for us. I think I mentioned previously, you know, not on this call here, but elsewhere, that this was the first company I wanted to acquire when I got here 3 years ago. It is the perfect fit with Carbonite. We really value the team, the customers, the partners, the technology, and like everything else that we've done, we will combine the Mozy platform into our platform and deliver even more value to the Mozy customers and the Mozy partners. We are going to have a very large presence at Dell World in Las Vegas, and at that time we will provide a lot more details. But needless to say that, you know, our full 100% intent is to protect the investments the customers and partners have made and to provide more by leveraging all the technology that Carbonite brings to the table.
Can you say about when you'll have Mozy and the customers fully integrated? Do you know the timetable yet?
Well, you know, we don't have a specific timetable, and, you know, we'll roll out much more at Dell World, but typically it takes between 12 to 24 months to integrate a company. And so, you know, I don't expect it to be much different from that, but we will start laying out much more specifics in about a month at Dell World. And, you know, the deal just closed, and so we're now going through the process of, you know, getting all those details together. And Dell World will be a fabulous place to roll that out.
In the last couple of years, Carbonite has made a number of acquisitions. But I'm wondering, what in-house development or advancement are you most excited about in your product line?
Yeah, great question. We actually have quite a few. I would say we have three or four that are really exciting. The one that, I think I've discussed somewhat extensively is the DRAD solution that we're bringing to market. And there are a few things about that technology. First of all, it's based on some of the world's highest performance true near zero RPO, RTO replication technology. This is the same technology that, you know, many of the large businesses in the world use for their own high availability. So that becomes the core of this DRAS, and then layered on top of that is a highly automated orchestration layer that we have been building organically for quite some time. And underneath that, there is a fully multi-tenant architecture that allows for efficient use of resources, so you don't need to have, you know, your own second data center. We have a, you know, an architecture underneath that allows you to effectively share data center capability in terms of secondary data center. And we believe that this is a, you know, sort of a disruptive offering into, you know, this existing DRaaS market, which is probably about a $2 billion market, but it's really dominated by services that are stitched together around individual backup or individual replication products in a reasonably inefficient way. So we're very excited about that DRaaS offering.
And that's Carbonite Recover, right?
That's right. The product name is Carbonite Recover.
You mentioned that there were three or four, you know, pieces that you're excited about. Were there any other elements that you wanted to mention right now?
There's one other that I'll mention, and then we'll leave the others for later on, right? We have to leave something for later, because we haven't talked about those yet. But one of the other things that we're doing is we have a project that, it's got a code name internally, but I think when we release it, it'll be called the Carbonite Data Protection Console. And what it is, it's a unified user experience. It's a unified set of REST APIs that allows consumption of endpoint backup, server high availability, and server migration. So effectively, the entire data protection suite, you know, all forms of data protection that a company would need, you could get from one place with one user experience, one set of APIs, one account model, et cetera, et cetera. And that doesn't exist today. Today, if you want those four different services, you have to go to multiple vendors. And in many cases, you have four different vendors to get those. And as a result, you have four different APIs, four different account models, et cetera, et cetera. And once again, you know, everything that lives underneath that will be multi-tenant and highly efficient and highly scalable and so forth. So that Carbonite Data Protection Console is a pretty important, it's actually a very important piece of delivering complete data protection in a simple, easy-to-consume manner.
Okay. Looking back now, in terms of your career, how does the Carbonite CEO role compare to other positions you've held?
It's been wonderful. I mean, there's not a dull moment around here. Having said that, my time at HP, my 2 to 3 years at HP was not dull either. You know, I was fortunate enough to work on the project to split the company into multiple parts. At IBM, I helped build their analytics business to an $8 billion business. And here at Carbonite, we're on a similar, if not more exciting path, where over the last 3 years, I think we've been able to build a very, very compelling platform, one that is well-positioned for the future. And Paul, I don't know how closely you follow us, but it seems like, every couple of months there's some exciting new thing happening here. I'm barely able to keep up myself, but we have a great team that just keeps going and going and going. So it's been very exciting for me, and it's also a great place to work. I love coming to work every day. I love the people I work with.
Yeah, it has been very busy for you over the last couple of years. I'm wondering what is the most difficult aspect of the job?
I would say the most difficult aspect of anything is assembling a team of people who embrace change, because we have seen a lot of change. We've seen changes to our product set, to our customer set, to our channel set, to our channel programs, to our culture, to our IT infrastructure. And our IT infrastructure is a big deal. I mean, we've really, the company is 12 years old. When I joined 3 years ago, we were running on an IT infrastructure that was literally built in somebody's garage 12 years ago. And now we've, fully modernized it with Salesforce and Marketo and NetSuite and Zora. All of that's happened in the last 3 years, and it's allowed us to be, the underpinnings of a much more efficient company. So there's just been a lot of change, and having it, being able to, get a team on board who can embrace that change, I think is the hardest part of any of these projects.
Okay. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to mention about the company or the data protection market in general that we didn't touch on here?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I think the data protection market is a, you know, solid, robust, evolving market. And you know, here at Carbonite, we are, you know, we're eager to embrace, you know, all the changes and you know, lead in some of the new innovation like DRAS. But ultimately, you know, Carbonite today serves over 100,000 businesses. We provide data protection for over 100,000 businesses. And we're looking for that to be 200,000 and 300,000 and 400,000. And so, you know, I guess if I'm going to leave one last comment is to remind, you know, anyone listening to this is Carbonite now serves business. There was a time when we served, you know, just the consumer market. We continue to serve the consumer market, but over 70% of our company now serves businesses. And I think that's an important message for us to just, you know, keep out there and keep reiterating because, you know, I think a number of people still remember us for the consumer company that we were, and we're a very different company today.
Well, thank you. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk about Carbonite and the data protection market.
Well, Paul, thank you very much for having me on the program today.